The Future is Scary, Part 3. As more and more farmers discuss this problem amongst themselves, they are tending to rush out to order what they need in the way of a robot-type system that will help them to get their produce to market. The younger generation are not interested in carrying on what their fathers have done all their lives. They are more interested in themselves, their own technology, like their handheld devices. Their ideas of a different world leading them to different ways of earning and providing a living for their families. And of course the wall will not help either, other than to encourage more and more of the younger generation to turn their thinking away from this type of providing a living allowance. And this is why robots are more and more being introduced to the future of picking fruit. It's not just fruit we're talking about either. Harvesting vegetables is also on the cards as well. I mean, if you're able to invent such a machine that would just extend its long arm out into trees to pick one piece of fruit, then the possibilities of programming that same machine to extend its arms into vines and fields to pick one tomato, an ear of corn, one bean, one pea pod is not far away. For many years, it's possible to have witnessed big harvesting machines that bring in the wheat. Just last year, my husband and I were privileged to ride on the harvesting machines that pick the grapes from our friend's vineyard. And as we went along in the machine, I thought of how many people this one machine had replaced over the years. And I looked down the rows and saw that there were many such machines now carrying out those same duties, once prized by its human counterparts. If you look at one of the articles I have included in the Our Favourite links below, you will see the following quote. And in quotes, "If you're down in close to the action, it's possible to look at the first two photos and the last one and see eight jobs turning to three. What a nightmare." End of quotes. Quotes again, what will happen to those poor people who no longer have their delightful peasant occupation? Also, what about the horses? Who will care for the horses? End of quote. And that is the end of part 3.